Society. WBNW AM 1120, the People's Station.
You can now find Barry Armstrong and the entire cast of Money Matters experts on MoneyMattersRadio.net. Listen online and learn from hundreds of financial articles right now on MoneyMattersRadio.net.
Look around.
Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And this is Deborah Bouffet with the Love by Intuition show. And we are in our last show of the month, which is the love month of February. And as you all know, we've been giving away CDs that I had created a couple years back. They're designed for the couple to come to a better place before they get married, and understanding the love between the two and their past and how to embrace each other. It's called Love Therapy. We are giving away a CD for everyone that may call in. I will pay for the postage, but you'll need to give me your address. So anyone that calls in, give Matt or Zach, who are the engineers, your information, or you can give me an email or send me an email, should I say, to Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com. And Deborah is spelled the long way, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Dream Visions, all one word with an S, the number 7Radio.com. So we have a fun, exciting, and deep, I'm sure, because we're going to get into all kinds of things about romance. Our special guest today, and it's going to be fun and exciting, is Al Cole. He has been widely accepted and acclaimed for his radio DJ work at Boston's 100.7 WZLX, a CBS subsidiary. He is now acclaimed for his popular radio talk show, Al Cole, Giving It Up to the Women, airing each Sunday night at 8 Eastern Time on one of internet radio's most exciting and widely listened to stations, HotMix106.com. Now, if you see these eyes, and if you go on my site after the show, you'll see all his information. Al's eyes have become his magnetic trademark with his appreciating public, especially with the women, who actually call him, or call themselves, alcoholics. Alcoholics. Isn't that cute? I think that's cute. Anyway, he's a native of the Boston area. He's also lived in New York and L.A. His book of romantic poetry for women, a sultry philosophical gem titled Romance for Women and for All Mankind. He's also a musician, singer, songwriter, radio producer. He's performed nationally in a number of bands, each exhibiting a variety of musical styles, R&B, rock, a bit of jazz, even a hint of country. He has a CD presently called Captivation. And I started listening to it a bit online. It's an absorbing blend of his music and his many poetry reads, an original and unique concept. So, if anyone wants to connect with Al, go on his site. There's a couple of them. He's on MySpace, which is myspace.com/AlColeMusic. And his other site is Al Cole Radio and Romance.com. All one word, Al Cole, C-O-L-E, Radio and Romance.com. So it'll be an interesting show. Anyone that wants to call in right here on WBNW, the People's Station, the number is 888-205-2263. And we should mention that we're also simulcast at WPLM 1390 Plymouth, and as well as WESO in Southbridge, and worldwide, of course, with the internet streaming. So, Al, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Deborah.
Good to have you, and thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
And I am, well, we're going to just do the spontaneity thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm known for.
Yes, and I as well. So, first of all, we're going to get into your book and such, but I wanted to find out how you got to be so romantic. Have you always been, or did something happen in your life in a relationship where you just became more romantic, more tuned into women? Are you connected to your divine feminine? What happened?
Well, I've always been. Actually, always been. I love that question because it's one of the most frequently asked questions of Al Cole.
And really,
there are so many women who ask that interviewers because they have never seen a guy who does the things that I do, and a lot of times it's questioning. Well, Al, are you for real? I can't believe this coming from a guy. I'm for real. I saw it in my father first. I was brought up, as you said, in the Boston area. And my father is just a great guy. And he loves my mother to death. And he showed it in the household. I mean, when you're a kid growing up and you see that sort of romantic approach from your father, it sinks in. And also, there's got to be something there with the genes, too, because ever since I can remember, in the crib, there was something that gravitated me towards the beauty of women. And I guess initially it was girls, and then it became women. And I just am hooked on that. I have learned so much from women in my life. I've had some wonderful relationships. And women have just a great emotional height to them that if a guy latches onto, it can bring him revelations that he could never get on his own. And, if guys are honest, they all know it. It's something in us as men that we know. We're born with that sort of outlook, and we don't nurture it in many cases. It becomes lost in a barrage of, media extravaganza sometimes, the macho approach to life, the success approach to life. And we forget that the biggest success that we can have is through loving a woman, through a relationship. I mean, come on, guys. That's the biggest success that any man on earth can have. And if that success leads not only to a beautiful relationship, but also within that beautiful relationship, the nurturing of something that we can call a spiritual revelation as well.
Well, I love the way you brought up about your dad, because I truly believe we emulate what we've brought up with as far as relationships and how we treat others. And it's beautiful to hear that your father outwardly showed his affection, and that again instilled in you. And if you have any other siblings, I imagine they're feeling the same as you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I have three wonderful sisters. We're married to three great guys. I mean, that should tell you something. No divorces. They have excellent kids. And I credit my mother and father for this, and particularly my father, because a father figure image is a very, very important image for a woman.
Right.
A girl, when they're growing up, they see a great father. They see a father who's treating the mother well, treating them well, and they say, bingo, now I know the kind of guy that I should want as a husband. And they gravitate towards that. They just go for it. And in my sister's cases, it has worked out just fabulously.
I love that. I love your father for being that way. So now, you mentioned about the relationship going into the spiritual sense. Explain that for the listeners. Now, many of us may know, but from your perspective, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, that is probably the most interesting and overriding aspect to all of this, because we don't live in a vacuum. We're not just individuals. We're individuals in a human family, and in a human family created by something or someone, a creator. Now, we all, again, have this innate realization of this, an understanding of this, some sort of acceptance of this. No matter what we call it, we can call it humanism if we want to. We can, you know, we can abstract it from a Godhead, call it humanism. We still believe in something spiritual, a guiding force in our lives. Well, that guiding force has to be part of a relationship, because the relationship is the single most important thing that we can gather in life. And if it is the single most important thing that we can gather in life, then it has to incorporate the most important thing of all of life. And that's the reason why we're here.
Right, right.
People, and when they love each other, part of what they're doing here, Deborah, is they're expressing their spiritual beliefs to each other. And they could express those spiritual beliefs not only in terms of conversation, but in terms of lovemaking. This is the important aspect to understand, and that's what I call romance.
Yes. Now, do you feel that one has to love themselves, as I always talk about, coming from a place of love versus fear, in order for that relationship to come together in pure love and the lovemaking and all that good stuff?
Certainly. You know, the thing that I always try to point out to people who not only ask me, you know, why am I romantic, where it comes from, but also how it initiates in an individual. It always starts within, and then it becomes an outward expression. So within, we're always mustering up bits of remnants of who we are, our naturalness, the things that make us real to ourselves. Because in the end, it's no good in an individual lying to him or herself about who he or she is. We have to be true to ourselves that way. And when we're true to ourselves, what we're doing, actually, is linking ourselves to the Godhead, to something spiritual, and also something real in humanity. And when we do that, we see that we are a part of something. And when we're a part of something, and especially a part of something great, we got to love it. And so we generate that self-love within ourselves at the risk of being redundant here. And then we give it out. We give it out to, first and foremost, family and friends, people who are close to us. And then we give it out to that very, very special relationship person, our partner, and hopefully our partner for life. And when we give it out that way, we get it back. When we're giving it out freely and honestly and lovingly, we get it back in the same way. Because human beings like to be free and honest about their expressions. They really do. When it's something real, absolutely. And when we get it back, we nurture it again on the inside, and then we give it back again. And when we give it back, we get it back even more so, even better. And that's the cyclical arrangement of the universe that way, and of love, and of romance. And that's what I'm all for.
Right. When I think, I totally agree with you on that. And when I think back at a long relationship that it was actually my second marriage, it was so full of love on both ends of the coin. However, I wasn't totally in love with myself. I needed that love from him, but I was very openly giving 150% back because we adored each other. But when I think about that, that's really, you know, where I am today. And for the listeners, that's really when you start your path of of loving yourself, as you said, is giving love and receiving it and giving it freely from every part of you. And then that's how I truly believe that you can learn how to love every part of you, regardless of what your body looks like. Because really, we're not our bodies. We are our spirit. And it's focusing more on the spirit than our bodies. That's where I'm at anyway. So what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something, Deborah. The biggest aspect of love that I can see and that I promulgate is forgiveness.
Yes.
That's the biggest aspect of love. And sometimes it goes over our head.
Exactly.
Forgiveness. Now, a lot of times, let's be real here. A lot of times, an individual will say to him or herself, even if they don't want to admit it while they're saying it, they'll say, you know, there's something lousy about you. Look, you know that you did this last week. You shouldn't have done it. You know that you've been saying that you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to be successful, you're going to, you know, great things are going to be happening, and it's going to be happening next week, it's going to be happening, you know, next month, and it ain't happened yet. You know, come real, dude. Come real, girl. Well, when we're talking to ourselves that way, we know something about ourselves that maybe the world doesn't know. And we are not forgiving ourselves for these things. Well, you know, we all have them. We all have these human frailties.
Right.
And a big part of love and positive, honest self-love is in forgiving these very, very human frailties. And when we forgive them, what we're doing is we're realizing that we are so much a part of everything else, because there ain't nothing else that's perfect.
Right.
Everything is under the general domain of imperfectness in this world. And so why should the individual be any different? The individual is not any different. And when the individual realizes that I don't have to be perfect, I don't have to live up to this mass media image of having 50 women and being super rich and having 5 Ferraris and this and that and a great job and, just a great sort of perfect life. And that's imaginary.
Right. Hang on, Al. Hold that thought. We need to take our first break. Everyone stay with us. We are with Al Cole.
This is Lou Dobbs. You're listening to WBNW 1120 Concord Boston and WPLN 1390 Plymouth.
The Discover You Holistic and Wellness Expo will unite the public and a broad range of businesses from the fields of holistic health and wellness, natural and organic foods, and eco-conscious green products. With seminars, demonstrations, and sampling opportunities, the Discover You Expo provides a wonderful opportunity for attendees and exhibitors to engage in the variety of ways in which they can bring balance to their body, mind, and spirit. The Expo is April 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Twin River Event Center in Lincoln, Rhode Island. For more information, contact Susan at 401-769-1325 extension 11 or info at discoveryouexpo.com. Visit the website at discoveryouexpo.com.
Looking for someone special to love? Wondering why you haven't found the one? Tired of coming up empty? Why not seek a clearer path to love by connecting to a place of the divine love within? Be the truth of who you are. Become the love you want to attract. Allow Deborah to help prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship you so deserve. Clarity, joy, serenity, and amazing love. It all starts with you. Call Deborah Beauvais at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723. Again, 508-226-1723 or empoweredconnections@yahoo.com.
All new, all talk, Boston's talk variety, WBNW AM 1120.
For the love of romance, go shopping. Heavenly Double Dip Chocolate. Personalized luxurious robes and spa sets, all for your lover and, of course, anyone else. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com. Link on to Gifts for Lovers. Ask about our personalized gift baskets designed exclusively for you.
Rhode Island Natural Awakenings magazine is an indispensable personal resource for people seeking a healthy, natural, sustainable lifestyle. In our free monthly publication, you'll find practical, cutting-edge information on natural health, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, green living, creative expression, and more. Find Natural Awakenings wherever free magazines are typically found. You can read it online at rinaturalawakenings.com or call 401-709-2473 to find a location near you.
For the best in talk radio, keep it on WBNW 1120 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, right here with WBNW in Boston. And anyone that would like to give us a call, either to my special guest Al Cole or myself, the number here is 888-205-2263. Again, 888-205-2263. And if you're just joining us now, we're with Al Cole. He is the now acclaimed popular radio talk show host, Giving It Up to the Women. It airs each Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Internet Radio's most exciting and widely listened two stations, HotMix106.com. And he is the author of a romantic poetry for women called Romance for Women and for All Mankind. He's a musician, singer, songwriter, record producer. He has done it all. And he has a CD called Captivation. It's an absorbing blend of his music and his many poetry reads and his connections to get connected to him, should I say. Two websites, myspace.com/Al Cole, C-O-L-E, music, and his website is Al Cole Radio and Romance.com. So now let's talk about the romantic piece. What do you think is different in your mind, Al, from romancing a woman to a guy that may not have a clue what to do? I mean, what in the peripheral world of romance, we're going to balance that with the deepness of the truth of who we are, should we say?
Yeah. I mean, if I answer that question, there's going to be a lot of unhappy guys out there with me. The difference between a romantic guy and a non-romantic guy can be put probably in one single word, and that word is fear.
Yes, I agree.
Women get it. You know, just like you grabbed onto that, Deborah. You know, yes, fear. Anytime that a woman hears the word fear, the first thing that comes into her mind, now there are a lot of things that come into her mind secondly and thirdly and fourthly, but usually the first thing that comes into her mind is a guy that she may have had a relationship with, a guy that she might not have had a relationship with, who maybe at one point she thought of having a relationship with and found out either through a relationship or a non-relationship. This guy wasn't all that he cracked himself up to be. The ego. The ego is one of the biggest points of fear in the universe. And I believe that you're on board with that because we have had private conversations.
Right. I believe that the ego is fear. It's one and the same.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that separates the men from the boys.
Mm-hmm.
A romantic guy is a guy who's not afraid to be a man, who's not afraid to yield to the beauty of a woman, to yield to the intelligence of a woman, the mind of a woman, not just the body of a woman. See, the body goes without saying. I mean, that is a sexual relationship. That is sex. We all understand that. We're bombarded enough, you know, that media stuff. I come from a media background, so I have a little bit of insight that way. We're all bombarded daily with the body thing.
Right.
But we have to get beyond that in our personal relationships. And it takes a lot of courage, paradoxically, to get beyond the body, into the mind, into the feelings. Sometimes a guy is, that's the last place a guy wants to go sometimes, into feelings, because he doesn't want to be hurt.
Right.
Now, if guys would understand that, and they really do, inside, we all understand that.
You're right.
We know that we're all shivering little boys inside when it comes down to a woman that we really love, and we don't want to be hurt, we don't want to be rejected. Well, the biggest aspect of being a man is to say, well, I face rejection. I face being hurt because this woman is worth it. And if we're real with each other as men, every single man on the face of this planet either has gone through that, will go through that, or wants to go through that for the love of a woman. Because in the end, what we really want is the love of a woman all through our lives. And you can't get love without giving love, and you can't get love without occasionally being hurt.
Yes. And now, don't you think, too, I mean, and I'm with you on the men that they truly want to be and love. They truly want all of that. And we all want love. And yet, I see in the dating world and relationships with people that are in partnerships that sometimes the women can be brutal to the men, which I think feeds into their ego. And again, the women aren't coming from a place of love, so we can understand why they're doing that. But yet, if I always talk about if both parties, men and women out there, could all come from a place of love without the games or trying to figure out what the other person's thinking and just be, they could enjoy, you know, everything from communication, the sensuality, all of that would just come naturally. Yeah. So how do you feel? Do you think women sometimes are brutal on men?
Yeah, Deborah. The women who follow what I'm doing understand where I'm coming from. And one of the places that I'm definitely coming from is that women are not perfect.
Right.
Just as men are not perfect, women are not perfect either. And the reason for that is because women are human beings, just as much as a man is a human being. First and foremost, we are human. Secondly, we're men or women. And then thirdly, fourthly, fifthly, we're, you know, whatever, race, religion, you know, nationality, sexual persuasion we are. All of these things come after that. But first and foremost, we're human beings. Human beings, as I mentioned a little while ago, are imperfect beings, and they're in need of forgiveness. First and foremost, forgiveness by themselves, through themselves. There are a lot of women out there who don't want to forgive just in the same way that men don't want to forgive. There are a lot of women out there who are just as fearful as guys. The difference is that the power structure is so swayed towards men that we understand that when a woman is fearful, when a woman sometimes is a little bit unrelenting, then that's a reaction in many cases to the power structure, to the oversway of the man power structure in this world. Now, it doesn't make it more forgivable in the end. What it makes it is more understandable in the end. And so it has to be approached in a different way. And the way that I approach it with women is for a woman, first and foremost, to understand herself before she even gets into a relationship with a guy. Because the last thing a woman wants to do is to get into a relationship with the wrong guy. It can take years to get out of that mindset. If she just takes a little bit of time to investigate who she is, that can save her years and years and years of grief. And most women agree with me on this point. Now, that's not the same information that I would give to guys, because guys are different when it comes down to their sexual makeup. And guys are going to go for it anyway. And guys are going to be hurt, and guys are going to be, you know, sometimes victorious in many, many ways. But a woman, because of the power structure, the male power structure in this world, and also because they are built differently from men, internally, sexually, chemically, they have to wait, and they have to be sure. They have to be more cautious. That's some of the advice that I would give to women that way.
Mm-hmm. Which is excellent information. And you don't think that women are more emotional than men as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. And that's one of the things that has always drawn me to women. I'm floored by a woman's emotional capacity. And I know I can't get there on my own. And women can teach a man so much about the world, about maturity, just through her feeling capacities.
Right, and about love as well. You know, when you're with someone and you know, if you have that mutual adoration for each other, then that is really key with communication. I mean, there's so many pieces, but with communication and forgiveness that you have mentioned, all of those pieces, you can have the most beautiful relationship. And even teaching each other, you know, the lovemaking. Maybe one is a little shy or a little less experienced or something. And with that said, then I'm rambling on to thinking that if you truly love yourself, then, you know, that lovemaking can be something that's off the charts.
That's right.
So, where am I going with this? I don't know, Al.
I know where you're going with this. What you want me to do is read a poem.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Yeah, why don't you read a poem for the men and the women? Because it truly is about both of us. You know, it's not just the women, it's for men as well.
Okay, I'll do that. Now, I will say ahead of time, Deborah, that my poetry sometimes gets to be a little bit lengthy here. It's going to take maybe about 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay, we've got just about 4 or 5
minutes.
Enough
time before another commercial break, right?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure here. Okay, so this is actually the introduction to my book, Romance for Women and for All Mankind. It's also available on my Captivation CD through an audio read that I've done of it. The Power of a Woman is Magnificent. You don't believe it? And you're a man. Just ask yourself, what kind of life would there be for you without her? The beauty of a woman is undeniable. You don't believe it? And you're a woman? Just look in the mirror, sweetheart. Yes, but remember to look deeply. Something hidden there behind those lovely, sad eyes. A little trace of your heritage peeking through. A picture of an angel. An angel who barely remembers the angel that she really is. A woman who can be misunderstood, belittled, and still rise to the foundation of her pedestal. A love thing who can still rise to all of the bittersweet challenges of love. Men go crazy over you, sweetness, and we also abuse you. You raised us from birth, and yet we raise ourselves by reducing you. You gave us life. You're our reason to live. And still we so often resent you. Why? Well, it's because you have something that we need. And it's more than just your body, precious. We need your compassion, your depth of feeling. We need your love. And yet there's something in a man's ego that rebels at the thought of having to need anything or anybody. There's also something in our conscience that whispers to us in secret moments that maybe we're not worthy of such gifts in the first place. Yes, we're in way over our heads here. I believe that in the end, we fear you, beloved. Fear you because we don't really know you. We don't really know how much you love us for ourselves, not for our silly, fearful macho displays. We simply don't realize how much of a part of us you truly are and how much you really do pray for us. Pray that we will become in time the kind of men that you know we truly can be. Oh, the ignorance of men. Or as it was once said so very, very long ago, Goddess, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I knew a woman once who, when asked if she were married or not, would often reply, sometimes. The answer, she said, seemed to strike a lot of people as funny, but she told me that she never found it humorous, because she knew it was true. So what's happened to the men? What's happened to beauty? And what's happened to our beautiful, lonely, misloved women? Have they all really forgotten who they really are? And tragically, where they really all came from? Has the thrill of love been replaced by the thrill of the love of love? And has the lover's touch now become the knife, the spilling of the blood of an angel with each new bloodthirsty caress? What do you do when you know you've already gone too far and yet you enjoy it? Just another hazarding step into the wasteland of annihilation. Still, for us, it's never too late to learn love. For love knows no time boundaries. And besides, life won't get it straight until we do get it right. So we hazard 40 million more quick steps into the darkness, and then in an instant, wham, our spark of light. None of our jealousies, hatreds, our fears, or our pain can stop us in the end from becoming what we always were. The urge of that tender, loving feeling locked deep inside our remembrances. A speck of just lover and beloved here, pure and simple. And from there to the beauty of the universe itself, nothing in us or about us can stop this glorious onslaught of our final remembering that sooner or later, we've all got to know that both men and women were created in the image of God.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Deborah.
It touches on the truth of really who we are when it comes to relationships. All right, everyone, stay with us. We'll be back more with Al Cole. The number here, 888-205-2263, right here on WBNW.
You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor.
You're listening to the all-new, all-talk WBNW AM 1120, Boston's talk variety.
For the love of romance, go shopping. Heavenly Double Dip Chocolate. Personalized luxurious robes and spa sets. All for your lover and, of course, anyone else. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com. Link on to Gifts for Lovers. Ask about our personalized gift baskets designed exclusively for you.
The Discover You Holistic and Wellness Expo will unite the public and a broad range of businesses from the fields of holistic health and wellness, natural and organic foods, and eco-conscious green products. With seminars, demonstrations, and sampling opportunities, the Discover You Expo provides a wonderful opportunity for attendees and exhibitors to engage in the variety of ways in which they can bring balance to their body, mind, and spirit. The Expo is April 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Twin River Event Center in Lincoln, Rhode Island. For more information, contact Susan at 401-769-1325 extension 11 or info at discoveryouexpo.com. Visit the website at discoveryouexpo.com.
For the best in talk radio, keep it on WBNW 1120 AM.
There's a place for you, a time and a place for you, and it's the Southbridge Hotel and Conference Center, the area's foremost location to have your event. And the staff at the Southbridge Hotel and Conference Center are anxious to help you plan your special event with them. With outstanding spacious facilities that can accommodate a small business meeting or a lavish wedding or a gathering of friends and family after a memorial service, the Southbridge Hotel and Conference Center will provide you with the very best arrangements possible. And if your gathering requires breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the executive chef and his culinary team will give you outstanding menu choices for you to choose from. The Southbridge Hotel and Conference Center team has pleased many local and regional organizations and businesses with wonderful accommodations and events. They certainly will be very happy to do the same for you. And then you, too, can join the long list of satisfied customers who experience the best hospitality possible and the many compliments it brings.
Hi, I'm Jen Casey, the sales manager at the Southbridge Hotel and Conference Center. Can we host your event or special party? Call me at 508-765-8000.
The Southbridge Hotel and Conference Center, 14 Mechanic Street, Southbridge. Simply the best.
Rhode Island Natural Awakenings Magazine is an indispensable personal resource for people seeking a healthy, natural, sustainable lifestyle. In our free monthly publication, you'll find practical, cutting-edge information on natural health, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, green living, creative expression, and more. Find Natural Awakenings wherever free magazines are typically found. You can read it online at rinaturalawakenings.com or call 401-709-2473 to find a location near you.
You searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Do you find the dating scene challenging? Call Deborah Beauvais, relationship consultant and owner of Empowered Connections. Ask about our consultations packed with tips for successful outcomes. Empowerment for today's singles. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com.
Log on to WBNW1120.com to find out what's going on right now at Boston's Talk Variety, WBNW 1120 AM.
To stay ahead of the game, is anybody famous? When everybody wants fame, always trying to break you down, thinking that it'll raise another.
Welcome back, everyone. You're with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, right here on WBNW with the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And we are with Al Cole. I want to make sure that I send out that information so that everyone, women, men, can listen to his popular radio talk show, Giving It Up to the Women on, it is hotmix106.com. Connect with him either myspace.com/Al Cole Music or Al Cole Radio and romance.com. And as far as, Dream Visions, tune in tomorrow Friday 1 to 2 for Heal Yourself Talk Radio with host Rebecca White. She's an expert in what moves the human spirit, what works to fill your life with wellness spiritually and physically. She's part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Go on her site. Check it out. HealYourselfTalk.com. All one word. HealYourselfTalk.com. So, Al, that if that is a sample of your poetry, I love that because it covers everything and it's very deep, yet it's tuning into men and women and opening their eyes, like a wake-up call, I think.
Thank you, Deborah. And, yeah, I see it the same way, that it is accessible stuff. Women, men too, if they give it a chance, but especially women who have already accepted it, can really find things that are applicable there.
Right.
In their everyday lives.
I wanted to ask you, you know, with the ego and we all have it and that fear and it's really choosing love and everything we do. As far as the men, you mentioned the ego when it comes to women. How would you suggest that they come to a place where they're at peace with their ego so that they can open their hearts and be receptive to all women?
Okay, I might have missed something here. Are you talking about men or women right now?
Men. Okay. I'm sorry. You know, you mentioned early on that the men has men have the ego going on when it comes to the women.
Sure.
So how can they find more peace and turn that ego around to more love? I mean, in your mind, how would they do that?
Yeah, that's not very difficult. A man can do that by one of two ways. Now, there are many different ways, but one of two really effective ways here. Either he gets involved with the right woman, which is not the easiest thing in the world to do, you know, because it's not easy for guys or women these days. You just go out there and meet the right person for them, their soulmate. But they can always meet the right person on the inside. You know, it gets back to the inside again. You know, unfortunately, there are no easy fixes here when it comes down to running away from yourself. You can't run away from yourself. And I'm talking both to men and women here, but particularly the guys, because that's the way everything is posed. With guys, you can't run away from yourself. First thing you always have to do is to check out who you are on the inside. And one of the big things here, you know, a lot of guys don't want to hear this, you can check out the kind of woman that's right for you by checking out a little bit of your feminine side there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is the thing. Some guys don't even recognize that they do have a feminine side.
Right.
Yin Yang is alive and well. I'm here to tell you, that's always been alive and well in the universe because it just exists that way. We were created that way. We're mostly men if we're born into the physical body of a man, but we have a feminine component, and vice versa if you're born into the physical body of a woman. For a guy to check out a little bit of that feminine aspect of him, what he has to do is he has to look in the mirror, same way that a woman looks in the mirror. And he has to look at himself objectively and see something in himself that he thinks a woman would see in him that would attract her to him in a positive way, not in a lustful way. In a positive way, in a way that he's convinced by looking in that mirror that would add to him as a human being in the way that he wants to be added to. Now, on the inside, it's harder for us to lie to each other. And on the inside, we know the certain things that we want to have added to us. And it isn't always just sex. And you know that, Deborah. A lot of times the things that we want to have added is, you know, the standards here, peace, love, and understanding, you know,
right.
And that preceded the 60s. I'm here to tell you that's right. Always been with us.
Exactly.
Everybody wants a little bit of peace. Everybody wants a little bit of love. Everybody wants a little bit of understanding, but you have to be worth it. You have to convince yourself that you're worth it. When you look into that mirror, and I'm talking about meditating here and finding out something deep within you that relates to the opposite sex within you, that likes you, that can love you and add to you in the peace, love, and understanding way, you're not lying to yourself anymore. And that's where you begin to grow. And you say, whoa, there is something inside of me that can attract this right woman, this woman that I really want for the rest of my life. And you don't have to think about it anymore. You just start acting accordingly. And it becomes a vibrational sort of thing. We are born animals here, and animals relate to vibration. Animals are instinctual, and we instinctually, once we fill ourselves full of the right things, we instinctually act that way, and we do tend to attract the things that start from the inside that are so deep, real, and honest that then on the outside we emit certain sorts of vibes.
Right.
Come across a certain sort of way. And then you're grabbing on to the reality here. And women can do that too.
Right, absolutely. And thank you for saying all of that, because when you're in tune with who you are, and even though we're all one because we're all the human race, we each are unique. And when you're tuned in to the truth of who you are and you embrace that and forgive yourself along the way when you've made little missteps, the whole vibration that you're putting out there and being the love, you're going to attract the love you want. Yeah. And that's exactly really what you've said. And I love, love, love that. And that's for everyone. That's for men and women.
Right.
I love the way you shared that, because all the listeners, if they truly just look at themselves in the mirror and start there, and then when they go forward to meet someone, always have that honesty and that truth, and it can only rise to a better situation when you're speaking the truth always, you know?
That's right.
So, thank you for that. Do you have another little poem that you want to read? Shorter one?
Got another one here. It's another poem that probably takes about 5 minutes or so to read. And it talks about two things that are very dear to me in terms of what I write about in Romance for Women: the lover and also the beauty of a woman that I see. And a lot of women that I talk to don't shrink from calling it maybe a certain witch factor in a woman. Now, you know, we understand the positive aspects of being a witch, the positive aspects of being in tune with something very, very intuitive, very deeply set in our human nature. And I call the finest aspect of a woman actually be that witch aspect of a woman. And I wrote a poem about this that describes, you know, pretty much where I'm coming from, and also where the lover should be coming from in nurturing this this beautiful aspect of a woman. The art of the lover: to help the woman in a lady remember. Remember where she came from. Remember who she really is, the light and romance of this planet Earth, the magic and enticement of a witch, yes, a wizard's lady. The witch in your womanhood wants you to remember. Do you remember, love? Your woman, a witch of the finest sort, feel her, a witch bashful, brazen, and lovely. Do you remember now? She's you. Self-confident, and yes, a bit self-doubting, superior, sensuous, and yes, a little insecure. Like the one who on her loveliest day will suddenly burst into tears to pity her ugliness, to rush back to the drawing board, this blueprint of human defect. And yet the traffic and heart stopper, this, the one who can draw the crowd and the commotion with just a simple wisp of her purring, unassuming presence. The grabber, too, of a male's will to howl from his bicycle, from his car, from the dizzying and hungering confinement of his wheelchair. And yet it's ever so much better to be quiet with this woman. First impressions here, like the essence of intent preceding the man and giving her the first deep breath of insight, that first conviction of inspiration or nausea, her willingness to love, befriend, or stay aloof. Generally a tone of instinct which directs her to the brute, the loser, or the lover in a man, and fills in the specific personality blanks with her feel for the texture of his voice, his posture, for the manner of his self-respect, his apparent feel and regard for life itself. No, it's not easy to fool the feminine in this one. Something truly uncanny about the way that she strikes us. As if she herself were so unquestionably gathered from a first impression of which this one, the one who understands men and can commiserate with women because she's already come to speaking terms with the masculine in her, has seen its treacheries up close, has felt their after effect deep within. This, the one who has brought that masculine soundly to its knees with her loverdom, and has raised it with her hand touch from fool to lover. She, truly the lover of herself and beloved, too, of all men and women. And yes, even if she has never once been to bed with a man, nature itself will get its point across. One is dealing here with the ancient and unstoppable orthodoxy's fiend and the pride and joy of allurement itself. She, the one whom men are drawn to in enchantment rather than lechery, in nurturance rather than brutality, the one who has already given herself to all of the outside lovers on the inside and has reemerged shameless and sympathetic, the kind of woman a man can cry over and feel good about it. Call her the daydreamer of love, the thinker in allegories, a firm and fragile daisy with that open-eyed look, her petals, her emotions on the outside, and ever a budding fragrance to the same true feelings on the inside. Feelings making themselves known through the manner of the woman herself, yes, and through her eyes. Eyes reflecting the look and feel of her precious, loving pudenda. Oh, this witch. The lady who takes after her mother, settled, loving, and limited. And yet, unlike her mother, will be off like the invisible, unconquerable wind to seek out also the father in her, to isolate too what she considers to be her greatest reason for birth, the continuing rediscovery of herself in her storybook, then all too earthly love of man. Color her in the end, the one an emperor would be proud to call his empress, a poet would be proud to call his mistress, and the one down the block.
Would you like to be a radio star? Now there's a show that allows holistic business owners to test the radio wave waters with ease. Host your own show on the Global Holistic Exchange. Send your message over the Greater Boston airwaves and internationally via the Internet. For more information, contact Deborah Bove, Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com or call 508-226-1723, 508-226-1723.